What's up, everybody?
Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year, yo.
Oh, Happy New Year's, everybody.
Yes, we are in 2019.
Are we? Is that what month, year, month, day, month? Right. Is that what month
it's
it is?
The year.
Damn it. Fuck. Damn it, year.
It's the first month of the year, 2019.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
It's the first, second. What day is today? Tuesday? Wednesday. Today's Wednesday.
The second.
So it's the second day of the 2019th year.
It's the second day of the first month of the 2019.
After the first birthday of the Christ.
The first birthday of the Christ.
Don't you agree?
The death of Christ has been 20.
No, no. It didn't start after his, because he wasn't born in like 33 BC. He was born on 0 AD. In the year of our Lord. That's what Anno Domini stands
for.
No,
that's not true.
Yes, it is. In the Anno Domini AD stands for in the year of our Lord. So it's in the year of our Lord. So he was born like the first day of 2000. Well, allegedly, I don't. How does that work?
But he died. Okay, so if he died 2,000 years ago, face ass.
Almost, yeah. No.
No, well, they're thinking it's off anyways.
Well, it. I don't know how it works.
I think it's off 10 years. I think 2,000 years will be next year.
2020.
Okay. Everybody thought it was 2000. I think so. I think it was. I think it's 2020. I think they were all 20 years.
What are you trying to say? Like who was off what? Who was off what?
Well, they said that he's supposed to come back 2000 years after he died.
Who said that?
That's in word.
I never. No, no, it's not.
Yes, it is.
What did? Provide the verse.
It's been almost 2,000 years since
they say that he's supposed to come back 2,000 years after he was born or died. Who the fuck said that? That is not in the Bible.
It's not in the Bible.
No. Hell no. They say no man will can predict the day.
Of course that.
So then how the fuck... that's contradictory. I mean, granted. Granted.
The Bible contradicts itself all the time.
Yes, but it doesn't... That's... No. No. No, it never said. Yes,
I'm just
okay,
joking.
Good. I was about to fucking bust out some text.
Oh yeah,
I was about to school you in the ways of the Lord.
Whatever, nigga. I've read that book like 20 times front to back.
Is that true?
Yes, it's true.
Really?
Yeah, I really studied the Bible, especially when
I mean, I've studied the Bible as well.
It's craptacular. I was like, really? I'm sorry. No offense to religions. Yeah, I'm just... No. All offense to religions.
No, man. Like, I don't hate on... I don't hate on religion. I used to. I used to be real fucking... But I remember one time, bro, I got...
I mean, I don't hate on it. It's part of people's lives. It's part of our lives at one time.
Religion, no, dude, if it wasn't for religion, it would have...
It's practice.
Yes,
it's
exactly. Which is not...
So we are still religious.
It's the people... People have... become lazy and used it for... They don't know what they're using religion for today.
Right.
People are under the impression that... it's just so convoluted and it's been, like, changed over the years so many times and handed down, which is fine and all. It's just people... You know, you get lazy and you think, oh, all I have to do is ask for forgiveness for my sins, which,
right.
In reality, you don't even have to do that. It's no. Just... Like, I mean, you've told me a million times, the whole purpose, the point of life is to be alive. You know, people are so... We're so, like, self... aware and so like self, not selfish. What's the word I'm looking for? We're just very important, self-important.
Right.
You know, and so we think that our actions like are the most important thing that's ever going to affect the universe. And
right.
So like.
We're very cocky in our response.
Exactly. So we think.
Conceited in that sense.
Conceited. Exactly. So we think that if we. That I don't even know what I'm trying to say anymore.
No, I get
you know what
you're
I mean. Like,
I think everybody else will understand what you're trying to say. I get it. No, you're right. That's just where we're at.
Right,
we're
and so we think, oh, we're sinning and we're it's like, well, yeah, you just be a good person. But if you're not, like, if you're a bad person, you're still gonna die. And it's just like, you know. And I mean, whether I don't know if there's a heaven or a hell, I'd like to think there is. I honestly believe
indoctrinated into that.
Right, exactly.
Time,
you're absolutely right.
I think it's true only to the sense of the state of mind. you're a conscious living being who's going to live for eternity. People don't
understand. You think so? That you think that. So?
Oh, yeah, your energy. Energy never dies.
That's a fact. That is a fact.
So even like those videos. I remember, was it Devin. Devin and Andrew, back when they were tight, and I first met Andrew, look at us, Drew Bear. I heard he's doing better, so I'm glad to hear that. Andrew Pebro, will throw him out there.
Does he listen to the show?
No, but he may one day. So,
okay, you know,
I'm
just cool.
Throwing it out there. I'm hearing your progress, and I'm seeing things, so I'm like, cool. So anyways, when I first met him, Devin showed me this video about, I think it was KRS-One that was doing it. And he's a rapper, yeah. So he was talking about
being conscious. I've seen him say some legit things.
And he was saying that, like, he's like, close your eyes and close your ears. Now, can you still hear yourself talk? You can, because it's your conscious. That's pretty much basically what it would be like. If you were just in complete darkness, your spirit still lives. It's not just your spirit being your energy, but it's your conscious. It still lives, sees, and breathes, and it speaks.
Right.
So he was just saying that's... So I think what it is this, if he's saying that, I believe that, and I think that it relates to the idea of your state of mind when you
totally leave
this vessel.
That.
Because you got to remember, this is just the human body is just a vessel that our spirit resides in. We don't, our energy resides in. This is only temporary anyways. The Bible even talks about us having new bodies. There's a reason for that. But then I also look at it in other respects of technology wise. You know what I mean? What if our new bodies were just something that our soul or our spirit is transferred into, is some type of mechanics, or, you know what I mean? You see these shows about, what was that one show you watched? Black Mirror?
Mm-hmm. Speaking of which, oh, we'll get to that. But
you know what I mean? Like,
they release a new
season?
No, it's not a season. It's,
or a new movie. Or
it's
like
kind of a movie. It's hard to explain.
Two.
It's like an extended episode. I'll explain it when we get to it, but right. Go on.
So it's just like, I take all these ideas and... Because
that's
how open-minded I am. I
you
take all
have
these ideas to play. This is possible.
To find the truth, you need to take a... I feel like the pieces of the truth are scattered all about humanity, you know what I'm saying? Different people have different perspectives, and you have to you have to take the what is the word I'm looking for? The Venn diagram of all things and see where they all kind of, because everyone has a different idea or a different like viewpoint of the same thing, you know, a different metaphor for the same, generally
idea.
Speaking, you know, and it all basically says, you have to look at what they all kind of say, the metaphor for what they all say. And I think there's a lot of truth to that.
Yes.
Now, no, I don't think anybody has the 100% truth, but I think a lot of people have been gifted by the universe or by, you know, things that have been passed down for, because I think there was a time when we were a very much smarter, technologically speaking and emotionally and spiritually speaking.
There was a time when we were,
our society
was intelligent. Our intelligence outsurpassed technology. And then there was a time that our...
I mean, you look at some of the stuff that, like...
Technology outpassed.
They say that the Aztecs, you know, like... Who's to say that... They say aliens.
I should say.
Right. They say aliens. Well, why is it so, like, discounted that we didn't do that? You know what I'm saying? Not we as, like... But, you know, humans.
Right.
You know, like, I really believe that we were responsible for a lot of things, but we fell from grace,
dinosaurs,
you know?
Yes, I believe that.
And
I think
why? I don't know. I wasn't there, unfortunately.
Right? If we were there, we could ask, of course, the questions. But I'm just saying, like, I think that we might have been the reason why the dinosaurs died.
It's possible. You mean, like, all the...
Because it's proven that that has a factor too. It's proven that humans lived during the dinosaurs' time. Now, so what's to say
they reference dinosaurs in the Bible?
Exactly. But what I'm saying is,
if it's proven, then
what's to say that we ain't the ones that killed them off?
That's a very good point. Who knows?
I mean,
who knows? Or they could have just became extinct. You know?
Right.
Now, did we kill the white rhino? I heard that the white rhino went extinct.
It did go extinct. Did we kill it? More than likely. I'm just saying. I could be real crude about it, but I'm just going to leave it at it. Yes, man did that shit.
I mean, when you ultimately think about it, like, yeah, it sucks. And I'm not trying to come off like I don't care about that kind of thing. But, like, really, it's just a life race, you know what I mean, existence. And, yes, we all should live harmoniously, but, like,
it's a life race, but we need these animals. It's not.
You're right. I agree. As we need. I agree 100%. I agree.
So 100%. For us to kill off a species, it's kind of ridiculous. Like, I mean, what makes you think we're going to be?
We didn't do. Maybe we did. I don't know. I really don't know.
How else did they die? They were fine before we got here.
What about the dodo? Did we kill the dodo? I don't even know
the dodo bird.
Yeah, that's been extinct for a long time. But who's to say that we killed them? Things go extinct. It's a thing. It's a fact of life.
But that fast, when they was like flourishing 15 years ago, white rhino.
The white rhino was? Are you sure?
Yeah, they just got on the endangered species list in the last like 5 years.
Is that true?
Yeah. A lot of these animals, just got on the endangered species list. Bees have been. They've been talking about how they were going.
Yeah.
Now it's in the last.
I think that's two and a half,
4 years. They are now on the endangered species list. You know what I mean? Like,
wait. You're saying that things are getting better or things are getting worse?
Worse
for the bees. I don't know. I mean, I do remember back in the day when bees were like you couldn't open a pop can without a bee bugging you. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Have you noticed that?
No, absolutely. 15, I'm saying no, years? Absolutely not. I have not. And
exactly.
And they say if bees go extinct, like our culture is for our humanity. It's like, it's fucked.
Because we need them to cross pollinate.
Yep.
Plants can do it on their own, but they have a lot of help from bees.
Yeah.
That's so if it's lessened, right. If the cross pollination is lessened, then that means there's going to be less livestock, less fruits and vegetables, plants, things that we need to survive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool that we might be considering bringing marijuana into play, but at the same time, that's only going to take care of our natural resources like oil and clothing and plastics and things like that.
If we
can't eat fucking marijuana, I mean, we can eat it as if it was made
right, no, by I know something, what you're saying.
But you know what I mean? We can't eat it to live.
I read an interesting, and I should have remembered the...
our fossil fuels as well. Did I say fossil fuels? But go ahead.
No, you said oils, but... Yeah, no, I was just saying, I read an interesting article the other day. It was based on the 10 rules, like it was basically a little comic book somebody made. They somebody went up to a yogi and asked him, he's like, oh, you know, master, I want to start doing yoga. And the guy was like, you shouldn't do that in case you have like, it's basically another like set of 10 commandments. And it's interesting that they all kind of like, they don't kill, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Don't be jealous. But it's just, so you know, how does, rules for life. What does
that have to do with yoga?
Basically, like, in other words, you need to basically relax. Like, don't have an evil spirit. You know what I'm saying? Like, do things only if they're necessary.
They're still bringing in the idea that yoga brings in demonic forces, which I don't believe.
He even, the thing even references demons. It says, I don't remember exactly what it said, but I should look it up.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. It's still when this dark spirits are conjured during yoga. And I think that's a misconception and a misperception. I think that's something that's told to us to do. It keeps us from really evolving spiritually ourselves. Because, I mean, look at the times of, like, if we're going to go back to Greek mythology. I love Greek mythology.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at all these gods and these... Which, I'm like, if you look at, like I said, you look at the Bible and they talk about the fallen angels. At the same time, what if they were just human beings who learned their craft or learned how to manipulate some?
Like we were talking about last week about witches,
right?
Or not last week? That was like
that was like a month or two ago. Yeah. Like that was like the second or third episode. But anyway, but you know what I'm saying? Like, what if they learned how to master their craft? You know what I mean? Or master some type of way of life, and they were tripping about that. They couldn't have that. So somebody conjured up this flood or some shit. You know what I mean? To destroy all these larger than life human beings that were. They learned their craft, you know what I mean? And I feel like that they're...
Who's to say that it wasn't a demonic
influx? Who's to say it was, though? But what I'm saying is, Now you got us caged up in
See, you know what's funny? States. We actually should probably...
We're slaves. You know what I mean?
See, going back to that, yes, we are slaves to the system.
We're not... But yeah, but that's still keeping us down spiritually. We aren't reaching our full potential because of that. Because of the indoctrination. Yeah, you said you wanted to have a... We were supposed to have a friend on today that was supposed to talk about conspiracy
and that's exactly
theories.
What I was going
to
say.
And that's a part of that. There's so much... I can go in on that. You know what I mean? Like, it blows my mind of how people think. But then at the same time, I can't even say that because I'm sure I blow people's minds the way I think. But I'm just very open and open-minded. And I can understand and know what's going on. Ooh. Oh. I can understand. You know what I mean? Like, I'm so open to any idea. I'm not closed-minded about, oh, that's not going to happen or that can't happen or this, that, and the other. I can't say that, because if you're telling us all these things of grandeur has happened, and then you also give us stories of possibilities, then why couldn't anything happen? Why couldn't it happen this way? Why couldn't it happen that way? You know what I mean? So, I'm like, that's what I'm saying. If you're going to keep us... Oh, that's the neighbor. That's right. A couple houses over that way. She'll be jamming out when she get home. But if you hear the feedback in the mic...
No, they don't.
But anyways, But that's what I'm saying, like... To me, it just makes no sense of these stories or this, that, and the other when I'm like, what if it's not what they're saying? Like, it just, like I say, with yoga, are we really conjuring up demons or bringing up
No, I think you're just like, you're...
Or negative vibes?
You're opening, yeah, I don't think you're conjuring, you're just, you're opening your spirit up, and you're seeing what is really out there because you're putting your
Why
body
is
in.
Why is that bad, though?
It's, who said it was bad?
But that's what they make it.
Because
that's the label that
there is negative energy out there, and people who aren't ready for it. Getting back to what that guy was saying, what that yogi had said in that story was like: if you're that type of person, if you focus on like evil and you know killing for fun or whatever, I'd like to find it, but I can't find it.
No,
it's not. If that's what you, and then you subject yourself to that, evil will make it itself a part of you because it will attract itself to you because that's what you are attracting because that's your vibe. Now, that's not how they explain it. They explain it from a more sensitive point of view where it's like, oh, if you have evil thoughts, the devil will, you know, or demons will, attack you. Well, it's not really. It's like if you're going to go into that mindset, be ready for what's, you know, if you're not prepared, if you're like a meek person and you have, you know, and you practice illegitimate things, you're going to go into that situation and not be prepared for these this negative energy that floats about that's going to, you know, latch onto you when it passes through you. And he said that. He's like, if you just become nothing or if you relax and just let whatever pass through you, because angels and demons or positive and negative energy, I'm using air quotes, which right. You know, our listeners can't see.
Air quotes.
But those things do pass through you but if you focus on them, then that's what you become. And I think that's what the whole point of, not to say that it's bad, but it, you know, if you're going into it as a meek person who doesn't realize what is possible, right. Then you could become, you know, attacked or become not absorbed, but the demons can or negative energy can, you know, really. And then, but on the other side of the coin, there's this, you know, there's positive. Whereas if you go in there with the intention to like. To find love and happiness and peace from, and to use it and go out and spread that to people, then I think the universe will respond accordingly, you know, either way, however it works. But one of the two, you're going to go in there and you can't be neutral. It's just a thing. You're either on one side or the other.
You can't be neutral.
I mean, how can you be neutral? You can't, I mean, maybe you can, I don't fucking know, but like, maybe you can be balanced and either side of the coin could
be balanced.
I wouldn't say, yeah, I guess. So you can, if you're balanced, then, which I think is really I personally like the idea of balance. I've always been that way. And even when I was growing up, like I looked at the yin yang or the yin yang or however it's pronounced, the yin and the yang is like, I remember wanting to get like a tattoo of it originally, you know, my intention was like, well, if I ever got a tattoo, I want to get a yin yang.
She loved the yin yang. She made a picture.
And I was like, and I always thought, and it always resonated with me, even though I was like over... Can't be, there may be a little good in the bad, but there's not any bad in the good. because, you know, God is all power, is all good. You know what I'm saying? So that's not how this works.
I don't think God is good.
Exactly. Now, today, as I consciously think about things today.
I don't think he's either.
We're at 5%. We're at 20 minutes. We're not going to make it.
To 30 minutes? We can
make it. We can make it to 30 minutes. I'm just going to have to stop and charge this motherfucker. Anyways, we'll... Gosh. Anyways.
Me from my family. Anyways, we'll talk about it.
But, yeah, I need to stop and charge this. But, I'll give it a couple more minutes. But,
That's what I'm saying. I don't...
Balance is where I think... people should be, because there is good and there is bad, and to sit there and like, you can be good, but I think being 100%, it's impossible to be 100% good, because there's always going to be a little bit of bad. It's inevitable. You cannot, I mean, it's energy. It's just, it is what it is. It's impossible.
Yeah.
It's you're not a perfect being, so to speak. What perfection? What is even perfection? Perfection is just a standard made up by somebody. Who's to say what perfection is?
Exactly.
You know, we only look at God as perfect. I'm once again using air quotes. God as perfect because he's the standard. Well, the standard is only it's only an idea. Just because that's the original idea, and to, you know, try and meet up with that is going to be impossible because you can't replicate something. So naturally you're going to say, well, I'm not the standard. Well, yeah, because you're not the original, you know, you're only a copy of that, you know, or a copy of a copy, so to speak. But it's just, you know, it's an idea.
It is.
But, so anyways, is that subject wrapped up, or do you want to continue talking about spirituality? Because that's an intense...
I mean, we can go...
I did not see this going in that direction today.
Well, I mean, you texted me about
the movie Bird Box,
which so, still
now
brings on the idea of spirituality anyway.
A little. Okay, interesting. I'd like to see.
I thought it was...
Do I have to pause this? We're at 4%.
Is it at 4?
Yeah, it's
at 4.
Well,
I would wait until it gets to 2.
Ooh, what if it shuts off?
At
Apple
2?
Products have a tendency to do that. To shut off before they're...
Yeah, crap ass company.
I mean, if I pause it, hold on. I'm just gonna. All right. So, what were you saying?
Well, I was just saying about the movie Bird Box. It has a spiritual base to it. I don't know. I kind of like it, but I don't like it. I thought it was kind of. It was good and crap at the same time.
Interesting. Interesting. Only, expound upon that statement.
I don't know.
I liked it.
I get the concept, but at the same time, I thought it was really stupid. I'm like, this...
And it's funny, because
you don't even get to see what this fort... It's just this...
Have you seen A Quiet Place?
Not yet.
I feel like it's a carbon copy of that movie.
Well, everybody feels like it's the carbon copy of that Hush and something else.
Hush, I don't know what that is.
It's a Netflix original, actually.
Whoa, really?
Yeah, it's about this woman she's mute, I believe, and deaf.
Okay.
She can't speak or hear. Of course, usually mute comes along with being deaf. She can't hear yourself speak. So she couldn't really
produce
sound, though. Like, so she couldn't scream, and this guy came into her house.
It's a Netflix original?
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
And basically, she had to defend herself against this person, but it doesn't stop there. Actually, the person is just like one part of the storyline of the whole movie. It's pretty good, though, but it's funny.
Okay.
But basically, she had to hold down her crib, and she unbeknownstly knew this person broke in, but because she knows her place very well.
Right. Because she's blind?
She's deaf.
And blind or just deaf?
She's just deaf. So she couldn't hear the guy break in.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, so then she defends herself very well, and then she runs into some other issues. So it's really good, but it's kind of like, it's a Netflix original, though. Saying Netflix doesn't come with great shows or movies.
Fuck.
I'm just saying.
I personally think Netflix is the best thing out there right now. I don't know, HBO. HBO has got to give it a run for its money.
Those networks...
HBO is not a network. Well, I mean, I guess it's a network, but it's not like network. Like ABC, CBS,
it's not regular
Fox.
Network.
It's a
normal broadcast.
What do you define HBO as?
What do you call them? Okay, so how did they market it in cable? They're like, they're special.
It's premium TV.
Premium television, yes. Okay, so put it that way. I don't watch premium networks anymore. I don't really watch television anymore. I just watch what I like.
HBO is decent. HBO
now,
is...
I mean, it was good back in the day, though.
Solid material. I mean, look at Game of Thrones. No, I agree. I agree. It changed the game. If you watch that 90s... CNN documentary that I was telling you about. We've talked about it a couple times. But they talk about how HBO changed the game. It may have been 80s. I saw it on either 70s, 80s, or 90s. I don't know which one. But HBO is definitely responsible for upping the standard for television, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
But, anyways, getting back to Bird Box. I personally, I liked it. I was saying it was a carbon copy of A Quiet Place, which you have not seen that.
Well, I talked to Baby Girl recently, and she said...
I feel like it's the same fucking movie.
It's still different. It's not.
It is different. There's a lot of differences, but it's like...
It's high as a carbon... You can't,
it's like
you
a better version.
You can be open and loud in this. It's not like this force can't hear you. I mean, it's not like it's going to get at you because it hears your ass. It basically needs you to... view it in order for it to take effect on you.
It's A Quiet Place, but instead of hearing, it's seeing. Instead of it being a carbon copy, it's like the opposite. It's almost like a mirrored version of it,
yeah.
You know, with a different scent. But I mean, I thought it was good. I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, I literally talked shit the entire time we watched
it. I was talking shit too. I'm like, really?
No.
Really?
Exactly. No. Oh, they're going to fuck.
Right.
Interracial relationship.
What happened to MGK's character, old girl?
Who?
MGK. Okay, the tall white boy, that's MGK.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Which is funny.
They just left.
They just upped and dipped. And I'm like...
That was stupid.
So these characters just don't exist no more. They just up and left and took the car.
That was dumb. It was Ex Machina or the other way around. It was to cause a plot hole. Or to cause a plot problem that they needed to... But, oh no, we don't have a car anymore.
Right.
Because the two...
where did they go? Clearly them niggas died. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Who knows what... Yeah.
I don't understand
that. That was dumb.
That kind of threw it off. Because I'm like...
I like how John Malkovich was in it, though. I was like, yes, whoa, Malkovich, hey, that's fucking awesome.
And his character, he played it well. Because a lot of characters was pissing me off.
I totally agree with you.
Oh, girl that had the kid...
Olivia?
Olivia. She played her role well because she pissed me the hell off.
I hated
the whole
her character.
Episode. I'm like,
I hated
and then
her
you
character.
Let that one guy in, and I'm like,
oh, God.
She's
damn.
Like, well, I felt really bad because I know how it was when I was out there. And I'm like, sweetheart, first of all, it was a group effort.
Yeah.
Everybody was chilling in the house that was there, came to the door, and they all made a decision
yes.
like, hey, let's
which
bring
your
this
ass was on
in.
The outside. You didn't know that.
Exactly. She still came into the house and saw everybody chilling around.
No, that's true. That is a fact.
You don't
no,
just let
I,
people randomly in the house.
Off.
And
that
then he pissed
me
off. His whole attitude, I'm like... And the way he was talking, I'm like...
God damn it. Like, it was obvious.
About him that ain't right. I feel like
as soon as he walked in,
one of the crazy-ass niggas that left the asylum. And then it opened up my mind because I'm like, okay, so if crazy people can see it and it doesn't affect them, why? Are you trying to say they're strong-minded then?
Interesting.
Because then I consider myself pretty crazy. So it's like,
yeah,
if something like that happened,
I mean, but you look at the
me.
People, like, because later on in the film when when they killed her boyfriend or whatever, her man.
Yeah.
And, like, those people were legitimately, and, like, not, I don't know if they were insane, but they were... fucked up
no,
people.
No, I'm pretty sure that those... Well, yeah, I would consider them just like the guy that came in the mm-hmm. house. They're crazy.
Unnecessarily violent.
Right. And they're like, hey, you should see this. You should... Why? Why I got to see this?
You
like,
need to see
you?
It. You need to see it.
Okay.
Fuck off.
Right.
Leave me and my people alone. Exactly. Like, why do you have to... And see, that's what pisses me off about shit like that.
You know,
people aren't like that.
Her boyfriend saw... whatever it was, and
yeah.
he still turned around and made a decision to kill the guy. So for some reason, he had some control
yeah.
over his mental capacity
his yeah.
to take out old dude to make sure that they were safe
right.
100%.
Which just showed he was a strong character. I feel like that's what they were trying to portray.
okay, even that strong of a character, he should have been mentally strong enough to take.
I agree. Hey, I'm not going to kill myself.
You're not going to get me. I'm going to go find my family, which basically what they created.
Yeah,
and we're going to get the hell out of here. Like that was silly.
That was and I don't know. I personally, I think the best. Sandra Bullock did all right, but I don't think she was the best.
Off the chain, yeah. But she does.
I think John Malkovich was the best. I love John Malkovich.
I love John Malkovich.
I thought the boyfriend was decent. But he was just like a very like not cliche, but like very like run of the mill character. Like he's a strong man who comes in,
right.
Solves the problem.
You ain't gotta lie, I can't get the strong black man.
The strong black man.
Trust me, I was like.
We all knew he was going to die. Obviously, he was going to die. But, yeah. Which, I mean, you know. I was actually mad at the end when he died.
Yeah, I was mad, too. I was like, oh, so they
go. It's rare for me to get invested in.
I was like.
In a black character. Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, this is boo-boo because they're going to get rid of him, too. Like, this is.
Yeah, that pissed me off.
They got rid of dude from the Jordan Peele movie for Scared. Which was stupid.
Wait, what?
The movie that Jordan Peele pulled out earlier last year.
Oh, Get Out. Have you seen that?
Yes, it's very
good. Oh, whoa. Don't say anything. I have not seen that movie. Yeah,
okay.
Whoa, did you just drop a huge spoiler?
No, well, he's in it.
Jordan Peele?
No, the guy that's...
Oh, is he really?
He's in the movie.
Oh, no kidding. I didn't know that. Yeah. I did not know that was MGK either.
That was MGK. Which is funny because even the memes are like... If MGK took off the blindfold, he would have saw this, and it's just Eminem.
Yeah, fuck. That's awesome.
And then somebody's like, has anybody... We just gonna sit here and act like we didn't see MGK up in the Bird Box. Like, we saw that Eminem destroyed his rap career, so now he just ran to fucking acting and shit. But I'm like, you never know. That could have been a part of the marketing anyways. He's a label... People kill me. I'm like, they're label mates. He called them out.
Are they really?
Yeah,
oh, fucking hated. That shit was
G-Dub
planned.
G-Eazy is on Interscope. They're really? All on Interscope. Yes.
Yeah, like, oh, fuck. Then that shit was way planned. Give me a break.
Come on now. He's taking a break now from rap that kind of looks like he killed his career.
Right.
But he's now all of a sudden he shows up in film. So he can do anything he wants to.
That's funny. That's funny because it's... A couple of my buddies were talking about right when Eminem just randomly dropped his surprise album, and they're like, "Oh yeah!" And then he just comes out of nowhere because MGK, you know, he had this shit. It took him like 6 months to respond, and then Eminem just boom, MGK
exactly.
MGK just drops his shit, and then a week later, Eminem drops a surprise album, and it took him 3 days to fucking produce, and bam, bam, bam. Wow, that's funny. And I was like, "Wow, Eminem, you're just killing the game over here, just taking down Machine Gun Kelly like that." That's funny. That is motherfucking funny.
I knew that from the jump.
My goodness. I did not know that.
Of course he's calling out all the big time white rappers that are actually talented and good because they're on the same label he is.
Wow.
He's got, yes, Eminem's a part of Slim Shady Records. Slim Shady Records is backed by Interscope Records. MGK is the face of Bad Boy. He's Diddy's boy. That's Diddy's, like, white protege, rapper.
Right.
I mean?
Oh, like Dre is. Like Eminem exactly. Is to Dre. But if they flipped it.
Exactly.
Wow.
Bad Boy is backed by Interscope Records. It's still Interscope. And then I did.
Is it really?
Yes. And then I did.
Hold up. Diddy is backed by Dre?
No. Interscope is not backed. Dre has his own conglomerate in general.
Right.
But he doesn't own Interscope Records. Dre does not own Interscope Records. It's just Aftermath and.
But they're associated. I shouldn't say backed by.
So they're still. They would be considered.
Really? Because didn't they like have beef for a while there? What, East and West Coast?
Yeah, Biggie and Tupac.
But Diddy was Biggie's boy.
Yeah, but
Tupac was Dre's boy.
By a different label at the time. It wasn't.
Is that how that works?
By, I believe it was Arista Records, which is probably was a branch of Interscope, probably at the time.
At the time, before they got bought out by Universal.
At the time, because back in the late 80s, early 90s, all the little record labels were huge record labels that stood on their own.
Right, on independent, yeah.
So,
wow.
They all still were backed by either Interscope or Sony or Def Jam, you know what I mean? Like, Rockefeller Records has always been backed by Def Jam, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Now it's
Rock
Nation.
Which is
Jay-Z's label.
Who's that ultimately owned by Def Jam? is a Dem Universal. Dem Dem
is, he's the president. Yeah, he's actually the CEO now. Jay-Z
that's owns. A, I'm saying he owns it, but he's associated with what? Universal, isn't it?
Yeah.
So is Interscope. Dem Dem is, yeah. So is Interscope.
Which still would be the big, you know, you always talk about the big six.
Yeah, absolutely. One of the big six. Interscope
and Def Jam are backed by
Universal Studios.
Music Group, basically.
Wow.
Or Universal Studios, yeah.
Well, that's fucking crazy.
So, basically, I'm just like, you guys, this beef nowadays is, it was marketed back in the 80s and 90s. But it's really marketed now. People don't pay attention. I'm like, you guys are stupid. You think this beef is real? Like, he just called a label mate out that's still very talented. MGK is a phenomenal rapper. Like, to be honest with you, I still his response to Eminem was cold. It was fresh. Mm-hmm. It was unique. And he killed Eminem. Except somebody came and tussled that nigga, and he came back and he killed his ass again. Kill right. Shot is... Like, the song that he called everybody out was good. Killshot, which is his actual track that he guns at MGK for.
Right.
He destroys the shit out of MGK. But the beat was cool, but it was like, I don't stand on either side. I think Eminem's phenomenal. I love him to death. He will always be one of my favorite rappers. And MGK, he's one of my favorite rappers now. You know what I mean? He's very talented. The boy can spit. Like, Diddy did great finding this nigga. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's like, you can't say, oh, well, Eminem's better than MGK. You really, they're kind of tied, to be honest with you.
Wow, bold statement.
West Coast and East, you know what I mean? And even though that, too, because MGK's from the Midwest. He's from Ohio. So, but I'm just saying, like.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so he's representing the East Coast, but he's. From the Midwest.
Which is funny because M is from the Midwest, but he's representing the West Coast.
See how that works? But like, people don't get into, they don't get into it like I do. I see it all. I'm like, oh, there's beef. I'm like, Bad Boys backed by Interscope. Slim Shady Records is backed by Interscope. And so is Aftermath. They're label mates. Then I'm like, oh, G-Eazy, he wanted to go out to G-Eazy, Interscope Records. Yeah. Then he's just calling out his label mates.
Wow.
That's all awesome. He called out, of course, everybody that's been in the game. He's telling people, like, I don't know what the hell these youngins are doing now with rap and hip-hop. It's crap.
It's funny. You know what? I actually have not heard that song. I've been heavily suggested that I listen to it. In fact, you want to just listen to it right now?
We can.
Let me pause it again real quick.
We're going to take a break and we'll be back in about 3.5-4 minutes.
Or like 1 second. So I figured I might as well just do all this shit live. Go on. Keep talking, Jordan. Keep talking.
Really? Yes. I mean, might as well let the customers, the listeners, listen to the track while we listen to it.
I mean, I don't know how to do all that. I mean, it might work. We could try. The thing about it is, sure, I think any...
Might work anyways. Like, all you're doing is playing a track.
Well, here, I'm looking at this article. It's just... It's not the music, but it's just... Here
right,
we
you're
go.
Getting a basis of what the beef is about.
MFM's Fury Upon. Not alike. Right. All right, this says a complete history of M versus MGK. There must be something in the water as rappers have once again taken to barring their teeth on wax, whatever that means.
Drake versus Pusha T. There was a beef between Drake and Pusha T recently.
It's primed to go down as the year's crowning achievement in arguably one-sided hip-hop beef, a late-game battle royale between M and MGK, has emerged to satiate the bloodthirsty dubbed by some as white-on-white crime. This seemingly spontaneous conflict has actually been in years in the making, with both parties nursing animosity to varying degrees. Fans immediately felt impact of M's fury upon receiving Not Alike, a Bad Meets Evil collaboration, thank you, that found MGK catching the ire of the evil incarnate, and then it quotes the song, "Now you want to come and fuck with me, huh? This little cocksucker, he must be feeling himself. He wants to keep his tough demeanor. So he does a feature, decides to team up with Nina, but next time you don't got to use Tech 9. If you want to come at me with a submachine gun, damn, I like that, okay. I'm talking to you, but you already know who the fuck you are, Kelly. I don't use sublims, and sure as fuck don't sneak this." I'm sure these are all references to him. "But keep commenting on my daughter, Haley." So, They didn't even.
I'm trying to think of the song he did with Tech N9ne, because I don't think he did more than one. The only song I know that MGK did with Tech N9ne is the song Demons, which is actually a really good song.
Upon hearing the barrage, many were left wondering why M was calling out Machine Gun Kelly by name, though M does allude to the catalyst of his disdain. The majority of his verse is reserved for pressing foot firmly on jugular, in a move sure to please ardent Eminem diehards. The menacing presence of Trick Trick is evoked, hearkening memories of Welcome to Detroit City. Though the mere notion of Eminem once again gunning for established artists was enough to cause ripples.
So how come he didn't go after Tech N9ne?
Of glee throughout the community.
I think he did call out Tech N9ne. Tech
Most N9ne of the backstory was indeed lost in translation.
It's when called No Reason.
Okay, here we go. When M alluded to a Haley name drop, he was in fact referring to an MGK tweet from 2012. Damn. In which Kelly thirsted after the young lady. Okay, so I just saw a picture of Eminem's daughter, and I have to say she's hot as fuck. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
In the most respectful way possible, M. Okay. He continues. Okay, so I just saw a picture of Eminem's daughter, and I have to say she's hot as fuck in the most respectful way possible because M is king. Damn. Okay. Well,
he's putting him up there, right?
The tweet preserved here on Vibe was originally sent out on May 7, 2012. Whether or not he was shooting his shot or shooting the shit, or merely speaking his mind is up for debate. Okay, I see. So they're suggesting that was the original inception of the beef. Whether or not he was shooting his shot or merely speaking his mind is up for debate. Regardless, his words have come to haunt him to this day.
Now think about it. Eminem always said, do not talk.
Yeah.
He's very sensitive about Haley. Of his daughter. Yeah. Like, he's like, somebody gets a picture, it's over for your life.
In 2015, MGK spoke with Peter Rosenberg, Laura Stiles, and Ebro, about his comments alluding to some severe lasting consequence. In short, MGK felt blackballed over a simply lapse in judgment, explaining himself as follows. Picture of Haley had come out, and I'm like, what, 20 years old, 21 at the time? I said, she's beautiful, but all respect due. Eminem is king. What's wrong with that? Upon watching the clip, Kelly's demeanor changes as the visibly agitated rapper explains his ensuing strife to the sympathetic ears of the Hot 97 crew. I'm not going to watch that video. He reveals his comments, and it ultimately led back to blackballing of sorts in which certain radio stations and publications proceeded to avoid Kelly's music like the plague. In fact, M once threatened the same fate onto anyone confusing him with cannabis way back in, say what you say, I remember that. Perhaps Marshall is indeed a man of his word with a powerful enough brand to pull strings behind the scenes. Unfortunately for MGK, Eminem happens to be the man behind Shade 45, a popular hip-hop radio station. Okay, now this is what my buddies were talking about. The hip hop home to Sway in the Morning, Rude and Jude, The More and More. Laura Stiles alludes to Kelly's ban extending to the entirety of SiriusXM. Wow. Before he can truly sound off, bottle in hand, Ebro and Rosenberg wisely cut the conversation short. Okay, so for some content, Kelly seemed to address the rumor during a 2017 LA Leakers freestyle in which he rapped, I'm my favorite rapper alive since my favorite rapper banned me from Shade 45. Holy shit. In 2018, Kelly would continue to press the issue, sending a few subs on Tech N9ne's No Reason and ultimately solidifying his place on Eminem's renewed shit list. Okay, so up to this point, there was all that. So that was originally what Eminem got sensitive about, which kind of confirms what you were saying. Oh, let's take this little thing we had and turn it into something because we can obviously make money off of it.
Exactly.
Now, if that is what was happening, this could very well be legitimate, but
their beef might be legitimate, but I'm pretty sure they win.
Exactly.
Because there again, it's business, it's marketing, exactly. They're label mates.
Exactly. So Kelly got on Tech N9ne's No Reason. That's the track you're talking about, which is considered to be the real
first beef.
But in reality, it harks back to fucking 2012.
Exactly. First, it's just him making acknowledgement saying, hey, I know you think you mad at me because I was talking about your daughter.
That's what but no you need reason.
To get over about. That shit.
That's what no reason.
Because you're mad for no reason, basically.
Oh, really?
That's the idea. You're get mad the for fuck no reason. Out of here. I'm complimenting your daughter and you're bitching at me. Which means probably I'm probably some slightly attracted to you.
Right.
Physically, because if you have a hot daughter, that absolutely. Means that no, I he's
paying
you.
Homage.
I'm like, hey, bro, you got a hot daughter.
Your family.
And you're fucking, yeah. You have talent, I appreciate whether it's your physically genes. Or mentally. You know what I mean?
When Kamikaze dropped, few detractors were spared. Marshall Mathers were spared Marshall Mathers' wrath. Yeah, Kelly was among the most prominent recipients and decided to take a break from trading shots with the beloved Bay Area greaser, G-Eazy, to put his pen game to work, setting his sights on the man he once dubbed King. Kelly dropped Rap Devil. Okay, so, and then it goes, setting a dichotomy seeped in Catholic iconography. Kelly dropped Rap Devil, setting a dichotomy seeped in Catholic iconography. Recall, M has continuously deemed himself the rap god, and in his mind there is no pantheon to be found. Yet Kelly has come forward with the most overt Eminem diss since Ja Rule's Loose Change, which I never heard. And sorry. Many have found themselves receiving the track with respectful head nods.
It's really good. Rap Devil is really good.
Even Eminem fans can't help but respect MGK's gumption in targeting such a formidable target. For real. Rest assured, MGK has tossed aside the etiquette, pulling Eminem into the muck without hesitation. Taking to an instrumental from recent Eminem collaborator Ronnie J, MGK unloads on everything. Not even M's beard is safe. His fucking beard is weird, raps Kelly. Tough talk true. From rapper paying millions for security a year. He proceeds to paint Eminem as an old man yelling at cloud trope embodiment while harping on M's gradual ascent to his upper 40s. All right, I'm going to stop it. I'm going to go back and listen to, we're going to add, what is this? Now we're going to go to YouTube. I want to hear, what is it?
No Reason. Do you want to hear No Reason?
Yep. I'm going to hear all of it.
It's like you just hear all of the beef.
Yep. Very special.
Which is, Tech N9ne is called too. I don't know if you ever listened to him.
About to find out.
You never heard Tech N9ne's music? It took me I'll years tell you to get on him. And he's just now becoming mainstream. He was underground for years.
The Mosh Pit song? Star shit.
For no reason. Mosh Pit. That's why too. For no reason.
Our shit. Oh, I see. For no reason. The hardest. For
no reason. Star shit. For no reason. No reason. Mosh right. Shit.
For no reason, mosh pit. For no reason, mosh pit. Okay. This is Y2 again. Like this, I don't know
what the fuck?
This is still recording. That's funny. You see that?
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
This is Tech N9ne? This shit. Yeah, it's Tech. And Tech has worked with Eminem too. They have a song called Superman. Not Superman, but like. Speedo. It's called Speedo.
Which one? Who's that?
It's Eminem. It's Tech N9ne featuring Eminem.
Oh.
They have a song here.
So Y2 has the...
The hook. Yeah.
So then who comes up next?
I'm pretty sure... This is the first time I've heard No Reason.
Oh, okay.
So this is new to us both. It's only one option. MGK.
Damn. Double X is a note in the gang with us, so hang tight. I'm trying to get this right. You think cause I wrote a pop hit that I'm on pop shit? The fuck's wrong with your pop tart? I pop cherries and pop stars and pop singles is not hard. Popped in on the top charts of the cop card. So remind y'all, you just rap, not guard. And I don't care who got bars, because they don't acknowledge mine, so show me who got stars. Show me the greatest on the stage in the arena. Bet me point your finger up with the gun or attack Nina. I just think you fucking that's it. The
wrong one. I'm sure he's got more. Songs aren't even halfway over.
It's like three quarters. Then you got, give it a couple more seconds, but I'm not trying to listen to fucking Tech N9ne.
They might have a duo at the
you
end.
Think?
Because I didn't hear none of the lines
that they reference in the article. That's what I'm saying.
Like, that was like the, his verse was like the intro to the fact that we know we're talking about him.
Right.
And then the last verse is probably a mixture.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Is Tech N9ne even on this fucking track?
He was in the first verse.
Oh, was he? Okay. My ass.
That's it, though?
That, I mean, I didn't hear anything.
Nothing that referenced.
Strange music. I didn't hear anything.
I mean, he did say, like, you... He said something about him claiming he'll be the rap god.
Okay, in any case, Kelly moves forward undeterred. Where am I at here? Oh, fuck. Now it's... Do another Tech N9ne. Oh, this is... Oh. No, I'm not trying to listen to that. Okay. Blah, blah, blah. Well, then, in the second verse, he directly addresses his blackballing rapping. Let's talk about the fact that you actually blackballed a rapper that's twice as young as you. Let's call Sway, ask why I can't go on Shade 45 because of you. This is... Oh, that's probably, they're talking about, it's a shoot MGK sauce that the etiquette pulling out of the mug without hesitation, talking to an instrumental for a super ownership. Security.
So,
this is Rap Devil they're talking about now, so we should go listen to that.
Well, we gotta hear the song that, well.
How M responds?
No. How, well, yeah, because M conjures it up more with the last album. That's why MGK felt the need to come back and do Rap Devil. He might have had it recorded for years. This is what I've thought for anyway.
Okay.
What I'm saying is the marketing that did, Eminem went in on everybody, but he specifically called out MGK in one of his songs.
And that was, new album. What song was that?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to.
Well, here, the article will go on. I'm just saying. It says here, Jeezy put his pen, blah, blah, blah. Rap Devil, setting up the economy. Rap God on his mind. There's no
doubt me. Maybe it's called. It might be.
Kelly has come forward with the most overt since Ja Rule's loose change, blah, blah, blah. We can't respect him. Yeah, so it just says he did Rap Devil. So we should.
It's called Doubt Me, the Machine Gun Kelly diss. That came out. Let's see how long that came out.
Perhaps Marshall's indeed a man of his word. Unfortunately, MGK happens to be blah, 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 Shade 45, Lord of Styles, blah, 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 blah.
Is it GOAT? Some are fake too, you know. Some people like
to yeah.
Jump on and be like, hey, well, we like, or this is Eminem dissing them.
Yeah.
Know, and he could be going after somebody else. Okay. M's first diss to MGK. Kamikaze?
That's what it's saying.
It's on Kamikaze's album, yeah. Is it Not Alike? I guess it's called Not Alike.
Kelly was among the most... This is... When Kamikaze dropped, few detractors were spared by Eminem. Yeah, blah, blah. Kelly was blah, blah, blah. Just did it, blah, blah, blah. So, yeah, whatever. I don't know what track M. So, he got shitty.
Right.
M responded with, on Kamikaze, yeah, Kelly was among the most prominent recipients and decided to take a break from training. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, because he said Eminem went after everybody, but MGK was most prominent recipients he was trying to go after. So, you can move to... We can skip whatever Eminem's call out was and go straight to MGK's Rap Devil and then listen to Killshot. Yeah, that's
pretty much what we should do, exactly. So is Rap Devil. Nobody wants to fucking ad.
Regina King is cold. So
yeah, no, she's no. I'm not hating on her. I'm hating on the fact that YouTube made me listen to an ad about it. Right. I can skip the ad. Boom. World star. What is he eating? A fucking taco?
A bowl, taco bowl.
Yeah. Instrumental, I'm saying. Sick of the sweatsuits and the corny ass, let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us sing dads in the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Wow. Let's talk about the fact you actually blackball a rapper that's twice as young as you talk. It's called sway, ask why I can't go up to shape 45 because of you. Let's ask in a scope how you had Paul Rosenberg trying to shelf me. Still can't cover up the facts, the last 4 hours is back to selfie. Now tell me, what are you staying for? What? I know you can't stand yourself. Trying to be the old you so bad you stand yourself out. Let's leave all the beef in the 50. Please, M, you're pushing 50. Why you claiming I'ma call Puff when you the one that called Diddy Fat? Then you went and called Jenny Fat. The conference called me in the morning. They told me you mad about a tweet. You wanted me to say sorry. I swear to God I ain't believing. Please say it ain't so. The big bad bully of the rap game can't take a fucking joke. Wow.
Fucking smoke, but not literally you'll choke.
Wow. Acknowledge you're the dope, but I'm the gunner, bitch. I got you in the scope. Don't have a heart attack. Scope, holy somebody shit. Man's the real Slim Shady can't stand up. Corny ass, let's talk about it. Sick of you being rich and you still mad, let's talk about it. All of us sing dads in the Midwest, we can talk about it. Or we can get gully, I'll size up your body and put some white chalk around it. Hello, Marshall, my name's Colson. You should go back to recovery. I know your ego is hurting, just knowing that all of your fans discovered me. Like, damn, he a younger me. Said he dresses better and I'm ugly, always making fun of me. Stop all the thuggery, Marshall, you living in luxury. Hey, look what you've done to me, dropping out of just because of me. Damn, you in love with me. Wow.
I'm hungry, I like it this, but you won't say the lyrics out in front of me. Shout out to every rapper that's a fun of me. Know that I'll never do you like this fuckery. Still bitter after everyone loves you. Pull that wedgie out your dungarees. I gotta respect the OGs, and I know most of them personally. Hey, but you're just a bully acting like a baby, so I gotta read you in nursery. I'm the ghost of the future, and you just have to need a Scrooge. I said I'm flex, anyone can get it. I ain't know it will be you. I'm sick of sweatsuits and corny ass, let's talk about it. Yeah, he bodied him. He bodied Eminem. Like, he got his
fucking
ass.
Fucking hey, bro.
This is one more verse.
Yeah.
I love MGK. He's cold. Like, he's very talented. It's a fast road when your idols become your rivals. Never hesitate to say it to your face. Your idols become your rivals.
For real, though. Wow. Wow. To me, you're a soft as a feather, the type to be scared of catch Rihanna for another. Just hold her umbrella, Ella, Ella. Wow. Okay, Oscar the Grouch, chill on the couch. You got an Oscar, damn. Can anyone else get some food in their mouth? Wow. A movie about you. You and everybody's top 10. You're not getting better with time. It's fine. Eminem, put down a pen. Or write an apology. Or with a simple fact, you wear this to acknowledge me. I am the prodigy. How could I even look up to you? You ain't as tall as me. 5'8", I'm 6'4". 7 punches, hold your head still. Last time you saw 8 Mile, was at home on a treadmill. Wow. I was named after a gangster. And don't be a sucker and take my verse off of Yellow Wolf's album. Thank you, thank you. I just want to feed my daughter. You try to stop the money to support her. You the one always talk about the action. Text me the Addy, I'm pulling up scraps. And I'm about to yes, he can't salute me and shoot me. That's what he's gonna have to do to me when he realizes that it ain't shit he can do to me. Everybody always hated me. This isn't anything new to me. Yeah, there's a difference between us. I got all of my shit without Drake.
What's the difference? Holy shit! One of your disses should ruin me. But bitch, I'm a pleading. Everybody quiet this evening. I'm reading the eulogy. Drop an album called Kamikaze. So that means to kill him. Alright, he's fucked one rapper girl this week. Don't make me call Kim. Fuck. Wow. James Collins. God damn it. Wow, that was fucking hot as shit. Holy cow.
He comes back and he rustles out the chains and he bodies the shit out of him on Killshot. Okay. But that's M for you. You know what I mean? M's going to body anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
But MGK came with it. He was like, look, bro, you... I gave you respect.
In any case, killing before undeterred, poking fun at him and folk kids, calling him Oscar the Grouch for his troubles. Don't be a sucker and take my verse off the Yellow Wars album. Snap. It does mean to kill someone ever. Girls, like, don't let me call Kim. Machine Gun is, of course, referring to a reported tryst with G-Eazy's on-again-off-again girlfriend Halsey. And while the shot... maybe more immediately scathing for a young Gerald, M has never taken kindly to having his personal life dragged into his conflicts. Given how Kamikaze seemingly found Eminem reinvigorated, regaining his lust for blood and no fucks given demeanor, one has to expect a response in the near future. It's like Paul Rosenberg predicted during his moment in the sun. It's a slippery slope, warned Eminem's longtime friend and manager, expecting a fallout from Kamikaze's scathing nature. He has Eminem warned on the very same project. He hasn't quite forgotten how to revert back to some Ja Rule shit. We should be expecting something along the lines of The Sauce, Nail in the Coffin, or Warning. At this point, it's anybody's guess. Machine Gun Kelly's Rap Devil. Okay, we should have just watched it here. Kill Shot. We should have known this was coming. M never wanted to take verbal abuse lying down. Officially delivered his response to MGK's Kill Shot. Dropped Friday, September 14th, and immediately sent the masses into a fervent state. Throughout the 4-minute lyrical onslaught, catch some of the hardest bars here. Eminem proceeds to clap back at MGK, targeting everything from his man bun to his perceived lack of career or critical acclaim to his one-sided infatuation with Halsey. He even incriminates Kelly's boss Diddy as the man who orchestrates Pac's murder.
Damn. Yeah, but he also apologized in the song to Diddy because he only did it in the reference to
get all in all. Slim Shady delivered yet another diss track for the ages. For a brief period, a narrative existed in which Eminem deemed irrelevant, a relic of an ancient time. Recent activity proves the narrative has been all but dispelled. Killshot already has fans and rappers in shambles, with both Jay and Electronica and Iggy Azalea already taking issue with M's merciless approach. The parents who once feared Eminem's rising influence in early millennium could never foresee this. One has to wonder whether MGK has been rationing his pork and beans in the event of a protracted siege. Killshot. Here we go. Okay.
Killshot's calling though. Shut the fuck up. Your fans become your haters. You done?
Rihanna just hit me on a text. Last night I left hickeys on her neck. Wait, you just dissed me, I'm perplexed. Insult me in a line, compliment me on the next. Damn, I'm really sorry you want me to have a heart attack. Was watching 8 Mile, I'm on auto track. Realized I forgot to call you back. Here's that autograph for your daughter. I wrote it on a starter cap.
Oh.
Stand, son, listen, man, dad isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun?
Yeah.
chance, more eyes open, undeniable. Supplying smoke, got the fire stoke. Say you got me in a scope, but you grazed me. I say one call it in a scope, and you're crazy. Your reply got the crowd yelling, whoa. So before you die, let's see you can out-petty who with your corny lines. Slim your old out, Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45, and I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew. Now let's talk about something I don't really do. Go in someone's daughter's mouth, stealing food. But you're a fucking molehill. Now I'll make a mountain out of you. Hold chill, acting like you put the chrome barrel to my bone marrow. Gonna bitch you, ain't a bow and arrow. Say you run up on me like a phone bill. Spraying lead, playing dead. That's the only time you hold still. Are you eating cereal or oatmeal? What the fuck's in the bowl, Mill? Wheaties or Cheerios? Cause I'm taking a shit in them, Kelly. I need reading material. Dictionary. Yo, Slim. Go back to recovery. Oh, shoot. That was 3 albums ago. What do you know? Oops. Know your facts before you come at me, little goof. Luxury. Oh, you broke, bitch. Yeah, I had enough money in O2 to burn it in front of you, ho. Younger me, no. You don't whack me. It's funny, but so true. I'd rather be 80-year-old me than 20-year-old you. Till I'm getting old age, still can fill a whole page with a 10-year-old's rage. Got more fans than you in your own city, little kitty. Play. Feel like I'm babysitting little day. Got the ditty okay, so you spend your whole day shooting a video just to fucking dig your own grave. Got to get your own way. I'm the Billy Goat. You ain't never made a list. Next to no Biggie, no Jay. Next to Taylor Swift and that Iggy Ho. You about to really blow, Kelly. They'll be putting your name next to John, next to Benzino. Ty, motherfucker, like the last motherfucker saying alien vein, alien brain. Sickness. My biggest flop, so your greatest hits. The game's mine again, and ain't nothing changed but the lock. So before I see this bitch, I'm gone. Give Jane a kiss. Gotta wake up Labor Day to this. Being rich, shamed by some
Jada Kiss. Is this a Jada Kiss?
Yeah.
Cause he was chilling with Jahu.
Now I gotta cut back aim. Yeah, bitch, pop champagne to this. It's your moment. This is it. As big as you're gonna get, so enjoy it. Give you a career to destroy it. Lethal injection, go to sleep 6 feet deep. I'll give you a beat for the effort, but if I was 3'11", you look up to me, and for the record, you would suffer dick to fucking be me for a second. Lick a ball, sack the kid on my channel. Give your life to be a solidified. This motherfucking shit is like Rambo when he's out of bullets. So what good is a fucking machine gun when it's out of ammo? Had enough of this tatted up mama rapper. How the fuck can him and I battle? He'll have to fuck Kim in my flannel. I'll give him my sandals cause he knows long as I'm shady, he's gonna have to live in my shadow.
That was decent.
Like a gun barrel, bitch, get off me. You dance around it like a sombrero. We can all see you're fucking salty. Cause young Gerald's balls deep inside a Halsey. Your red sweater, your black leather.
Oh, you dress
better, yeah. I rap better. That a death threater, a love letter. You right to pick, thinks it's over a pick. I just don't like you, prick. Thanks for dissing me. Now I had an excuse on the mic to write, not a like. But really, I don't care who's on the right. But you're losing the fight you pick. Who else wanted Kells? Attempt fails. Button L's. Fucking nails. In these cars and their surface. Hot nail. Kill shot. I will not fail. I'm with the doc still. But this idiot boss pops pills and tells him he's got skills. But Kells, the day you put out a hit, the day Diddy admits that he put the hit out that got pop killed. I'm sick of you being whack and still using that motherfucking auto-tune. So let's talk about it. Talk about it. I'm sick of your mumble rap mouth. Need to get the cock about it before we can even talk about it. Talk about it. I'm sick of your blonde hair and earrings. Cause you look in the mirror and think that you're Marshall Mathers. Don't mean you are and you're not about it. So just leave my dick in your mouth and keep my daughter out. Fucking. Oh. And I'm just playing, Diddy. You know I love you.
Wow. But he only went in on him because he was trying to get an MGK.
Kelly smoked his fucking ass.
Hell
yeah.
Okay, I appreciate that response.
Kelly smoked him.
Everybody's like, oh, did Eminem bodied him? I'm like, bullshit. Oh, no. MGK bullshit. MGK
put it on Eminem. Fuck off.
I think MGK held his own and he did the damn thing and he beat him.
I agree 100%. I agree 100%.
I'm
an Eminem fan till I fucking die.
Right.
Bro, oh my god, I love Eminem. Granted, his last, I'm gonna agree with Kelly, like his last 4 albums do fucking suck.
They do.
Like, I don't even, let's see, so his last, does he include Kamikaze on that? I don't fucking know. But
I'm pretty sure he does.
Marshall Mathers,
well, it was in 3 albums, 4. I'm like, it doesn't matter, bro. He's getting the fact that Joe Ass went high.
Exactly.
4 albums ago.
And then,
like,
he's going to say, go back to recovery. That's still shitty, and it's better than what I'm putting up.
Exactly.
Fuck off, Eminem. I feel I'm okay on this. I do. And it's funny because those two guys I was telling you about who were like, dude, oh man, oh, this whole drama between MGK and Eminem. They were like, Eminem fucking killed him. And I'm like, and now I'm here. And then I was like, whoa, that's crazy. And my buddy was like, you need to go back and listen to that Kamikaze. He's like, hardcore, listen to that shit.
Kamikaze's all right.
I mean, I when I saw it dropped, I was like, Spotify alerted me. And I was like, all right, cool, Eminem's coming up. I haven't listened to, I hated Marshall Mathers 2. I gave Rap God a chance, and it's all right. He fucking flows, but I'm like, whatever.
Right. He just, I like Rap God. He's Eminem. Because he showed that, yes, he can.
He still has it.
He's got it. He
but dude, and I'm sorry. And like people, I remember my one buddy
he still ain't faster than Twista rapping.
Fucking
because Rap God, he raps.
He does. Stuff. He's got that flow.
But he's right there. Twista's still killing his ass on it though.
No, I totally
maybe
agree.
If he did Rap God like 15 years ago when he first
exactly.
came out, he probably could have beat Twista.
Exactly, exactly.
But
no.
he still ain't beating Twista. Honestly, still killing the game.
I think M started to slip at the Eminem show, is my personal opinion. And I love that album, don't get me wrong.
At the Eminem show?
Yeah,
damn.
Bro, that's my opinion. I'm a fucking nostalgic fan, I am.
I'm nostalgic too.
For the most part, I always tend to go back to the middle of, and the middle beginning
give him
of most careers.
Recovery.
I liked Recovery. I like a couple of tracks off that album.
Relapse is okay.
I like Relapse better than Recovery.
Because
personally.
He went back to his Slim Shady, though. He also
exactly.
got to look at his
exactly.
Slim Shady, Eminem, or Marshall Mathers.
Exactly.
Whenever he's... I love him when he's real, though, when he's Marshall Mathers. But Marshall Mathers LP 2 was...
Eh.
It was all right. The first
best.
Album was off the chain.
Exactly. The fact that he even called it the Marshall Mathers LP 2, I'm like, bro.
Right, you're trying too hard.
Exactly. Like, are you really going that far back to get some fans? Like, bro, to call
we
it
here,
anything
bro.
Else.
Like, just say...
The whole point of Marshall Mathers LP was to, like, call out the fact that he's like, I'm myself. Like, here I am. Like, I live in poverty. This is me. And it's like, and now all of a sudden I've seen a little bit of fame and now you motherfuckers want to get on my dick. And he's like, that's who I am, you know? And now he's trying to say part two. It's like, bro, fuck off. You're not, what was this? Because you're not Marshall Mathers.
No.
I mean, you're fucking Eminem. That's who you are.
That was 2001.
If you had called it the Eminem Show part two, I might have been like, okay, that's cool.
Exactly.
But, no, you're not fucking... I mean, granted, that's your fucking legal name, but Jesus, you haven't been Marshall Mathers for 20 years. You're Slim Shady died it on, what, the Eminem show. Yeah. And it's like... And he tried to bring it back with Relapse, because he's always all of a sudden on drugs again, and he's Slim Shady, and he's crazy.
Yeah, okay.
But anyways, getting back to it...
Right.
I think
MGK killed his ass.
I think he did, bro. And I was
and
expecting
when I first
a lot more from
I
him.
Was like... Dang, he came with it, like... He came with it. Like, I was talking to Reese and her brother, Tony. Tony, shout out to Tony Two-Time. He's an up-and-coming artist. He's off the chain. But we were talking about different rappers, like people that nobody goes after, like Fabulous, or because these are really pristine artists, right. Really pristine rappers. But he was saying, like, I was telling them, I'm like, look, I'm sorry. I think MGK bodied the fuck out of him.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
Like, Rap Devil is off the chain. Like, he kills M. M's going to come back hard.
Yeah, naturally.
He's gonna
because
do
he is the
he's
king.
The shit. Yeah, he's the king. He's going to show that
he's
there.
Because
he's
got so much work that he put in back in the day.
Right.
He can live off of that.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome. Good
but
for
he's
him.
Not going to body... MGK to the point where his career is done.
Because MGK is
because
still
even
is hungry.
Ja Rule, the only person that Ja Rule continues to get bodied by is by 50 Cent, which I don't understand how the fuck he gets continued. Because I'm like, 50 Cent's whole career in life is to destroy Ja Rule, continuously destroy Ja Rule.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, regardless of what you do, you continue to make Ja Rule more popular and better than you. When you continuously go after him, you buy up all his ticket sales, Ja Rule's
so
like...
Stupid.
Thank you. You just paid my rent for the next, like, 2 or 3 years. Thank you, bro. Like,
for real.
Thanks for trying to... All you're doing is making yourself look bad.
Exactly.
I think it's stupid. This beat shit is stupid. It's like, let that shit go. Ja Rule is just trying to do his thing. He's still making millions without you.
Right, exactly.
He's still doing his thing. So it's like, it's the same idea. It's like, bro, come on now. But it's funny, because like I said, we revert back to Bird Box. This is the first actual movie... that MGK has starred in. He did a pretty good job. It's just the way they wrote his character and his girl character. They both took the car and dipped off, and that was the last time you heard of them. And I'm like, are they going to bring them back? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And then I'm thinking, okay, maybe they're going to throw them in a little later, like they meet up with them or something. No, they just completely gone. I'm like, this is...
I mean, I figured they were gone.
That killed the whole movie for me. I'm like... Because I'm thinking MGK was going to get got. I was thinking the girlfriend was going to get got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, even when they went to the store, I thought, okay, it's either going to be... Because I thought the dude from Jordan Peele's movie Get Out was going to be good. You know what I mean? Yeah. The store clerk. So I'm like, it's going to either be MGK's girl, or it's going to be... Who did I think was going to get got before they left? Because it was John Malkovich.
In the car?
Yeah. The black dude. I was like, they're going to keep the black dude. Because he looks like he's going to be a... And especially when he rolled up on Sandra Bullock's character. And I'm like, yeah, he's trying to get out.
Yeah, yep.
Like, that's going to be a love interest.
Exactly,
okay.
Exactly.
So I was like, they might get John the boot, but it's going to be a little girl. But I'm like, they're probably going to keep the character from Jordan Peele's movie. So I'm like, because he's kind of an integral part. Even though he was funny, he was like, bro, I gave y'all the information.
Yeah.
Y'all could just go. And they were like, no, but you know. So, but I thought even the way he died was stupid.
That was retarded.
Like, you push dude back in. You could just push dude back
in. Exactly. The only good thing about that is how it kind of it introduced the whole idea that there are people out there who can see these guys and who aren't. Like
affected by it.
Or they're crazy and they don't automatically kill themselves. They're just crazy and that's the end of it.
Exactly.
So, but no, I thought it was decent. I'm not gonna lie.
But at the same time, I thought it was craptacular.
So you haven't now. You said that there were a couple of movies that it heavily resonated. One of them was what I thought
A Quiet Place.
Which
I seen
very
a meme
closely.
That was joking about that. Like, let me copy your homework. And
it was like
A Quiet Place, and it was a third movie.
I wish you knew what the third one was.
I can't remember what it. I don't even know if I posted it. I might have, but because I thought it was funny, I'm like, oh, because even just looking at the previews, or even looking at the memes, I didn't even see the movie or
the only thing
I saw was Baby Girl Reese. She put it up, so she was watching. I was like, Bird Box.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, the day after she posted up, she was watching it. People start posting them. We're watching Bird Box.
And dude, shortly, everybody.
And within one day, like, early in the day, it was people talking about watching Bird Box. And then later in the day, all of a sudden, these explosion of fucking memes came out about Bird Box. And I'm like,
Bird Box? It was decent. I'm not going to lie. I liked
it. It's good.
I hated on it throughout the whole movie, but I did like it. I was invested. I was very invested.
It was crap, but it was good.
I'm not going to lie, though. The ending... I fucking choked up. I did.
Did you choke up at the end?
I did.
The only time I choked up is when...
I literally had to like...
She was finishing... She's like apologizing to the little girl because the little girl is, in essence, is her daughter, even though it is her daughter.
No, it is her daughter.
But she raised
No. The son was her son.
Yeah, her son is her son. But the fact her son came over and was like... Because they were both getting ready to take off their blindfolds. And she was like telling her son, don't take off your blindfold...
She fucking...
And then she came
girl,
over.
Boy. Like, I was like, Jesus,
right.
Bitch.
I'm like, you can't get these niggas' names? Like, what the fuck?
And even Duke called her out on
right.
Too.
He's like, bitch, you called them boy and girl. Like, I can't tell these niggas a story. Like, this is not life. It was the truth, though. But she was like... Her son comes over. She gives him a hug. She's loving on him. She's like, well, where is she? And he tells her. She's like, she's scared of you. She don't know what to do with your ass. This is why she's still kind of like on the fence. Because they was pissing me off anywhere, especially when she got her ass up out the boat when she went to the house in the first place. And I'm like, it's always little kids. They ain't never listening.
Yeah.
Stay your ass in the boat. Stay laid down and be safe. And this little bitch, oh, well, something's wrong with... Like, and don't get me wrong. I love... The courage that those children have. We as adults should have that. That go, and I do. But at the same time, it's like there's a reason for why your little ass needs to be chilling because you need that later in life. You don't need that right now. You're here to be protected. You're the future. So it's like, listen to when an adult tells your ass, nigga, stay your ass in the boat.
Yeah.
This little bitch get out. Something's wrong with, what was her name? Mallory. Mallory. Something's wrong with Mallory. Like, that don't mean that your ass get out the fucking boat and go.
Right.
That's when she came like, bitch, I told you to stay in the boat. She's like, if something happens, who gives a fuck if something happens?
Right.
Y'all niggas need to get to where y'all need to go.
Yeah.
Regardless of what happens to me. She was like, Tell me. She was like, repeat it to me. She was like, if something happens to me, what do you need to do? Save yourself.
Yep.
Save yourself. That was the whole point. She was like, bitch, I can't even trust your ass. Like, I was dying. Like, I can't trust the little ass either.
She pissed me off.
Like, I love her son. Her son listened to her. You know, he was on it. But I'm surprised he didn't be like, bitch, where you going?
Yeah.
Mama said, we need to chill. Why are you leaving? When she got snatched, I was like, this is something weird, though, because even when she was standing and it was right there with her. The demonic forces, we call it, the dark or negative forces would with her. It didn't touch her. But I felt like kids would be safe.
I thought that, too, because what are they going to do, kill themselves?
Right. A kid doesn't even have the knowledge. When I was, like, 5, 6 years old, I didn't have no knowledge of killing myself. I was trying to do... I was curious about the world, you know what I mean? Like, I wasn't...
Yeah.
I was very intelligent. Like, I can't actually say that I thought like I thought now. But as far as the negative or death factor, I did not think or even
incidentally,
killing myself.
I wonder who the youngest person to intentionally kill themselves is. I mean, that's...
I know.
That's nothing you though. Could really ever answer. But I wonder who the youngest person ever... I mean, and there are young people, very young people, who have gotten into some fucked up situations, I don't doubt. Or not been gotten into, but have been raised in. And there have been some...
It's a special 1.5 hour special here.
Oh, I don't give a shit.
Right.
As long as we can post it up, we shouldn't have any problems. But I don't know.
I felt like the kids would have been okay. Like, I don't know. Somebody,
you think, right?
Like, what's going to happen if they take off their mask and they see? Because really, they're susceptible. Cause children are more susceptible than we are to the spiritual realm. So,
yeah, I agree.
If anything, it would probably just looked at her like, what you want? She'd be probably like, what's good?
Right.
And he'd be like, kill yourself. And she'd be like, you crazy, nigga.
Which, I mean, if there were people that are immune to it, you'd think children would be some of those people, you know?
Exactly. Because, I mean, even I can be a witness of that. Like I said, I don't know, we talked about it in the past, but I've dealt with, even as a child, I was dealt with spiritual warfare. Now I remember a lot of it. It's crazy, but I remember a lot of it. But for a long time, I blocked it out.
Yeah.
The fact that I dealt with spiritual warfare when I was a toddler to like 5 years old, of spirits being in the room and chilling with me and me talking to them. I mean, I think it would be, if they were negative, now that I think about it back, I don't think these spirits were negative. But if it was negative, I don't think I would have been, I think I would still have been fine. Because kids have, they're very susceptible to it. Us as adults, because we're so distracted by everything and the things around us and life. Of course, the minute something comes in that, you know what I mean, it takes us off that in that respect, it might get us. Me, personally, if I was still in that scenario, I'd probably be good. Because I've seen it, I've done it, I know it's there. It's not going to scare me. I'm looking at it like, what? You want me to do what? Because my mental strength and my spiritual strength is strong. It's like, I have a will to be here. You know what I mean? Why would I take out my own vessel when I can, it's not going to, I might be free to do whatever I need
to do. But see, what if it was on the other side of the coin? Because the crazy people were suggesting, like, this is something you want to do. You want to see it. It's not going to hurt you. What if, like, they were actually, to propose an opposing theory, that they were actually the positive people, and they were like, you know, there is something better out there. This vessel is holding you back. Kill yourself and you'll see the truth.
Yeah, but
you know
what I'm saying? That might be true, but at the same time, why do they get to keep their vessels up?
Just because they're fucking crazy. And they talked to it, and they were, so to say, the prophets. And they were spreading the word.
When I saw like a demographic of it, I put it up actually. I can look that up myself. I know I put this up. I was like, they made me interested in one. I'm like, I'm about to watch this shit right now because now I know this is definitely right up.
I'm really glad. I was very surprised when I texted you and asked if you had seen it. And you said you did. I was like, fucking, that's awesome. That's so perfect. And it's funny because, like, I guess going back, when Clint never ended up responding, which, by the way, dude.
Right. We was ready for that. We can still talk about it.
He'll come through eventually. Nigga. I hope. I'd like to think he will, but.
He will.
Not yet. It is what it is.
I think I mean, if we're going to sidebar talk about it real quick, I think what it is the fact that he it got really close to it, and he probably got a little... There are other stuff...
I mean, it is what it is. He's busy. The man's busy.
Right. Clyde could have came back into play, but if it was anything of him trying to, like, evade it, maybe because it was so soon...
Yeah, that could be. I mean...
He may not have been 100% ready to talk about it just
whatever. But I mean, I gave time, the man... I literally gave the man a month's heads up, but... Whatever. And we had the specific material we're going to talk about. The fact of the matter is, he didn't want to come today. He'll come through eventually, I'd like to think. But if not, whatever. We'll, whatever. It's not a big deal.
I know other people.
Clint, we're looking forward to you being on the show. Yes. That's all that it boils down to.
You can be the first to talk about this with us, because I'm going down to talk about what you want to talk about. But, and I have plenty of friends who are about what you're talking about. So.
But no, when he didn't come back at me... I didn't panic because this is my thing now. I love doing this. So it's like, I'm going to get on here and we're going to figure something out to entertain our listeners with. So, but it was like, it just worked out perfectly. And it's like, it gave us more material, you know? And it's funny because Buddy would have been out and he would have given us a pretty long show because he has a lot to say. And it's funny because I remember like,
and I want to hear it.
No, I was going to say, I remember thinking like, we're not going to have a lot of like time for, what's up? What I'm looking for?
The two parts, like we thought we had to do originally.
Yeah, that's funny. Which no, what I realized about that is I just have to upload it into a very low quality. So if you guys notice that this show has like a bit of a tinge to the background, it's because that we can't upload in higher. If we did, we could essentially, but those would have to be two parts. But since I uploaded in like 64K kilobytes,
right?
It doesn't matter.
Note to self, never travel with Sandra Bullock.
Yeah. Wow. That's funny.
Yes.
The first one is Speed. I don't know what the second one is. Oh, fuck.
It's the space movie, of course.
I can't think of it.
I don't know what it's called.
It just came out, 2 years ago?
A little longer than that.
Yeah,
the music won an Oscar. But that was like maybe...
I've not seen like that. I've heard it was good.
I think it was 2014.
Was it? That's four... No, it couldn't have been that long. I don't know.
I have to look it up.
But other than that...
Joe Sports be like, show me where you lie.
I've seen so many stupid-ass memes.
Oh, my God. I've been going
stupid
in.
Stupid-ass fucking memes. But I was like, you know what?
But this one meme that I saw about it, it was like a description of it, and it talked about... And I was like, you know what? I'm actually sit down and watch the show, this movie, because I think it's right up my alley.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I already know now just by looking at this description of what and their perspective of it. I'm like, if this really happened, I would probably survive. Like it would.
I'm not gonna lie. I would wear my.
Can I copy your homework? Yeah, just change it up a bit so it doesn't look obvious. You
fucking A. Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. Exactly. What
so,
I was saying.
But there's another one. That's more in depth. There's like three movies that it references. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I was gonna talk about this. I mean, we're on this motherfucker. It's who cares if people are listening to this shit. It doesn't matter how long the episodes are.
Like, they're like, but just like the videos or what he's been talking about with the Avengers. Avengers might be 3 hours long.
I can't wait.
I'm okay with that?
I can't
sitting
wait.
Sitting in the theater for 3 hours? Yeah.
I was sitting there 4 or 5 hours.
For real. Avengers. Come on.
So the next question I was gonna ask you, which you already answered, is have you watched any Black Mirror at all?
Not other than what you showed me.
Okay.
Like
so,
one of the episodes is when the one girl, she kept going back. She was old. They were old as hell, but she kept going back.
Oh, yeah.
The one time where she was with old girl.
Oh, I know it too. What is it? San Juniper, I keep wanting to say, but that's not what it is.
Bruh, who did this?
Dude, that's fucking awesome. The meme is her with standing there with Ninja Turtles. That's fucking legit.
Yeah, they've been going in on the memes.
Wow.
She's Leonardo, which makes... Or not,
No, she's Donatello, yeah.
Which kind of makes sense.
And then who's the girl? Oh, just anybody. That's great. That is a great meme.
Yes. So go ahead.
What was I saying? I don't even remember.
You were talking about...
I know.
I just had it too. You were talking about how
people are yelling at their fucking speakers right now.
They're like, you guys can't remember anything. You were talking about how...
I literally have no idea what I was saying 30 seconds ago.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to...
No, you're fine. I'm just...
distract you like that. I thought we would... because I thought I would at least remember coming back.
God damn it. What was it? I have no idea.
Because we wanted to move away from Bird Box a little bit and talk about some...
Black Mirror.
Black Mirror, yes.
You're talking about San... whatever it was. San Juniper, San whatever. So they just released... I've been holding on with bated breath for their fifth season, which... their fourth season was all right. It wasn't that good. But my personal favorite was probably their second season. Anyways, and I read an article saying that, you know, they got renewed for a fifth season. I was like, fucking awesome. I'm looking forward to this. And going by when they've released their normal season, it's been in, like, late fall, early winter. I was like, oh, that shit's coming soon, along with a couple other shows that I'm really excited about, like Daredevil, yada, yada, yada. So...
Stranger Things comes on July 4th.
I'm sorry? July 4th? Motherfucker is just holding us.
Yeah. It's Netflix. What are you supposed to... I know. They want us to be chilling.
Yeah, for real.
We'll give you some shit.
Which is actually... I'm actually glad about, because I've got so much shit in queue on Netflix. I got Game of Thrones I gotta fucking do. I got... what is it? Anyways, Daredevil, I gotta finish up. I'm on Iron Fist right now.
I got
Black Mirror.
Game of Thrones. I need to start.
So I'm looking forward to Black Mirror, and I start seeing memes. I'm like, all right, cool, it's out. Let's do this. It turns out this season, it's not a season. It's an episode that's a choose your own adventure episode. Exactly. They literally remember. So remember that meme you showed me?
Which one?
The one where it was Sid from Toy Story. That kid looks exactly like the one of the characters. It's dope. It's so you basically go through the episode, and as you go, you choose the direction that the main character goes. It's fucking awesome. And there's apparently like five main endings, which I've apparently, according to like some of the memes,
you really wanted to.
I'm gonna have to go back.
Well, and, of course.
You know, follow them.
It's kind of gay though.
I think it's awesome. The episode itself isn't that good. It's probably mid-tier for what they've produced at best. But it's an interesting interim between, hopefully, they're releasing a fifth season. And this isn't their fifth season, because it ain't that fucking good. It ain't good enough to hold me off till a sixth season, for sure. I'd be very disappointed if this was what they're calling a fifth season. But it's called Bandersnatch, based on, that's the name of the... a choose your own book that the main character is trying to make into a video game, which is what basically this season is. So if without going too far into detail, the main character is a game developer in 1984, and he's making a game based off of a book, based off of a choose your own adventure book. So it's very like you're playing him playing a book. It's really weird, but it's cool. And I'm going to try and let it keep my attention and try and finish all five of the episodes. It's not that. It's an interesting concept, especially for being on Netflix. So you literally, it offers you two suggestions and you choose. I was like, all right, I'm down for this. We'll see where it goes. And it's clever. It's cool. It's a little weird. There's a scene in it where I don't know how, if you get to it from every choose your adventure direction, but he takes acid, which... that's fucking cool. And I was, since I've taken acid in my past, I watched it and I'm like, cause you know, you, when you do drugs and you've like, and then you watch the media portray what doing drugs is like, you're like, oh, he's high. And like, oh man, look at my hand. And I'm like, that's not what smoking weed is like.
No, it's not.
Like, I get it, but that's, they don't like that 70s show where they would go around the fucking, that's not what being high is like. You know, I've been high before. I know that you don't just stare at your hands. You smoke a shitload of weed, you might get to that point, but anyways.
But I think that's the idea that they, like in the 70s show, they got super baked. Like, I think they went in.
Yeah.
Or then again, it's the 70s, so weed might be more potent now than it was in the 70s, but at the same time, in the 70s, the weed was very potent. Right?
Whatever. The fact of the matter is, there was a scene where they did an acid, and I went back, because some of it was actually on point. I was like, wow, that's just like what that shit is like. Anyways, getting wrapping up, there's one other couple of things I wanted to talk about. One is, well, it's basically one main topic, is... So last week I talked about we had a mystery artist who wanted to contribute to the show.
Yes.
Which we're going to do, but... Yeah,
we talked about your little mystery artist.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah, so
he has opinions about things that makes no sense. See, you say it's normal, like, more... No, this is not normal listener opinions. This person made a opinion of something he has clearly nothing about.
Talk to that to him personally.
I want to. I think it's funny. I'm not super offended or anything.
No, I know. I'm saying
opinion's opinion.
I have something I need to talk about. A listener's
opinion, okay.
Right, which I will.
But I'm just saying.
We'll get to that. Which,
that's just
and
funny,
I'll be honest.
Though. I'm like, really?
No, we'll get to all
be
that.
Be honest, what?
I don't want to go into it right now because we've got, for time purposes, because I do need to
really?
Consider. Space. We're at an hour 35 right now. That's a deep episode.
That's a, yeah.
Which I like. I like that. It's
first
cool.
First episode of the year. Let's do this, baby.
Beautiful. But let me start heading in the direction of wrapping up. So last week I mentioned that we had a mystery artist who wanted to contribute to the show. We're gonna use that. I'm sure anybody who listens guessed that he would develop some music for us. So, originally, when he started this, he wanted it to be an intro, which I was like, fucking, let's do it. I want an intro, some music to intro our show. Now, how ironic is this? Is the same day, shortly thereafter, that he had developed an intro for us, another one of our listeners, Tim, who's going to be on the show, if not next week, in the weeks that are shortly coming... suggested, because he knows my brother very well. In fact, it's because of my brother and his relationship that him and I became friends. Tim texted me and said, hey, I've been catching up on these episodes and I just listened to your brother's. You should make a particular song that should be your intro. And I was like, oh my God, that's fucking perfect. So I'm not sure how I'm going to do it yet. And I didn't use it on this episode, but I am going to fade out with our mystery artists. But I just find it funny that it's like when it rains, it pours. Because I've been thinking, man, I'd like to use some music in our show. And it's funny, on the same fucking day, two different people from two different directions, and there was no intermingling there, presented music for me. And I was like, that's fucking dope. So we're going to fade out with person X's music. But next week, I think I'm going to... Start out with Joey's track, and okay. Then we'll fade into our... Or then that will be our show.
Can I say this little blurb about...
If you want
Bird
to.
Box, real quick.
Sure, go for it. Yeah.
I finally found a post that was talking about the reason why I should have gone into Bird Box. And then after that, we can be done with Bird Box. We can talk about it in future episodes.
Whenever we
or
want.
Whatever, but...
This is our forum, bruh.
Here are a few things I got from Bird Box.
Okay.
Number one, the eyes are the window to the soul.
I saw this.
Which is why seeing was so important to the entity. The people that killed themselves from seeing the entity had so much baggage buried deep in their souls that they couldn't handle being confronted by it. This is why I feel like I'd be strong, because it's like...
You don't have baggage.
I have... I mean, everybody does. Yeah. I'm not perfect, but I have so much... I've dropped the shit off. It's like, why?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Why continue in that mentality? Number two, only the mentally ill can see the entity and not die. This is because the world deems as crazy isn't always true.
Okay.
Which I also...
First of all, let me just interject.
Go ahead.
Insanity is the process of doing things the same over and over again, expecting a different result.
Exactly.
So that is what being crazy is. Right. It's repetitive. It's religious idea. Exactly.
That's what insanity.
And that's
is.
The bad part of it. But there is an element of using that to better yourself.
Yeah.
But go on.
This is because what the world deems as crazy isn't always true. These are people who deal with their demons daily. They finally had the chance to make people understand what they've been seeing by forcing them to see.
So they've already experienced it.
So at one respect, I was pissed because I'm like, these niggas don't want to see this shit. Why are you trying to make them see it?
Yeah, that's
bogus.
Bullshit.
You don't push your beliefs or thought process on anybody.
Exactly. What are you, a Christian?
Right. Exactly. So
I'm just kidding.
I know, right? Number three, you have to be careful.
I used to be a Christian.
What you give attention to, because your spirit can be tainted by what you watch.
Okay.
Number four, walk by faith, not by sight. Sometimes it's best to enter a situation blind because it allows you to strengthen your other senses. Number five, don't trust everything you hear. The closer you are to your destination, the louder the opposition will be.
Interesting.
And then that number six, it's okay to let people in. We all need support in times of trouble. Don't be naive and pay attention to signs around you. So I was like, when I read those little blurbs and the ideas, this person came out, her name is Jonisa Makia Cunningham.
Okay.
So shout out to Jonisa Makia Cunningham whenever, you know, she might come across this, you know, podcast. You know, shout out to you for your thoughts, because when I saw those thoughts, I was like, maybe I should watch this because it's interesting. Because I'm not going to lie. I even put up this thing, I'm not normal. And some people are like, we're common already. You aren't. I'm like, and?
Right.
You know what I mean? And I'll make jokes like, oh, this, he can read y'all. You know what I mean? Like, and they were like, oh, you're not funny. Or they're like, yeah, you're funny as hell. I'm like, I know. But it's just like, I know that I'm crazy. So it's like, I know that, like I said, I feel like in this situation, I would survive anyways. But I'm not I wouldn't be like them, like, oh, you need to. I would take it in consideration, like, okay, if you can't handle your baggage, because even in that makes sense. I think what they do is they give you a glimpse into all your darkness, all your negativity. That's what they do. They don't make you kill yourself. You kill yourself because you can't handle that you're dealing with all at one time. It's throwing all this grief and, like, oh, girl, she once, like John Malkovich's wife, she started talking to her mother. You know what I mean? I lost my mom, too, a year ago. A year and a month now. So, almost a year and a month. And it's like...
No, it's his daughter, but yes, go on. Wasn't it his daughter? It was his wife.
It was wife's mother. The first... John Malkovich's wife's mother died. Because she went out to help...
Right, in the beginning.
Sandra Bullock's character after her sister died. Because they jumped out the car.
Yeah, I remember.
And then
she was like, you're pregnant, come in.
Yeah.
And then she saw the entity.
Yeah, and then she walked into the car. Fire.
She got in that motherfucker.
Right, she's chilling like, that bitch, like, she crossed the lane, like, what's up, mom? What's good? You know what I mean? And I'm like, I'm sorry, like, I lost my mom too, but it's not enough to be, it's baggage.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It just sucks. Losing a parent sucks ass. It really does, and I know you know it too.
It's funny, father? I wasn't even thinking about that, but go on.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying.
No, yeah.
It sucks ass. You still got your mom's, though. It's weird. It's like you lost your dad's, I lost my mom's.
Almost. No, what
but was it? But it's like, I feel like, huh?
3 months, 4 months apart?
4 months? Yours you went in August?
August 12th? No.
Was it after? It was. Before, I felt like it was before, what's his name's birthday? Or what's his name's birthday? Tim and Simi's wedding. I felt like it was before.
No. My dad, because my dad went to Tim and Simi's wedding.
That's right. And then it was like a week later, we all came up to church for your pops. I think.
Yeah. Because. Oh, who the fuck? When was their wedding?
August 5th.
It was like. August. 14, I think, was the day he passed away.
It was in the middle of the month, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like at first, the 14th. I thought it was like June.
No. It was definitely August. But
it was August. So, yeah, I do remember your dad. But no, I don't remember your dad. I could have sworn your mom was there by herself.
No, my dad left early because he wasn't feeling well. Mm. And he, like, no, he was definitely there.
No, he was there. That's right.
For sure, he had his walker and all
did
that.
He did hug me. He was like,
motherfucker.
He was happy that I was DJing Tim's wedding. He was
motherfucker. Like, cool. That was He's one like, of the
we're
last.
All here.
That may have been the last time I saw my dad.
Oh, man. That was the last time I saw him, too. So don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad. It's just weird.
The last time I saw my mom was Mother's Day.
Wow.
And the last time I talked to her was on her birthday. That's September. 3 months. Yeah. September 4th, I called her on her birthday.
Wow.
She sounded really good, full of life, you know. But I felt like that was the last time I was going to actually talk
to her. Holy shit, that's fucking weird.
It is. And 3 months later, she get the book. So, it's like, but it's not enough to hold me back. It's not, my sister's death is not enough.
I know some people who it is. I have a specific person in mind. But it wouldn't hold
me, you know what I mean? Even the things that I've done, I'm not perfect. I've done some crazy, raunchy ass shit, but it's not enough to be like, you know what? I can't handle this. No. I'm finna off my.
I mean, we don't know what those people saw, and we don't know what the director had in mind for them to have seen.
True that.
But
do you think that Sandra Bullock's character would have been caught up if she actually saw this thing? But remember,
she was a fucked up person.
Think about this though. Her sister saw it, and as her sister was seeing it, she's asking her sister, "What are you talking about?" She's like, "Oh my god, do you see that thing?"
What did she say? She said something.
She was like, "Do you see that thing?" She's like, "What are you talking about?" Because she first was looking back.
Right.
And then she looked forward while her sister is driving looking forward. And she's like, "What are you talking about? I don't see anything." She's like, "Do you see it?" So it affected her sister because her sister was weak in a sense. Weak. Yeah. I guarantee she could have handled herself.
I mean, maybe she was. Maybe she did. And that's all there is to it.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. So anyways, it's an hour 45 now, which hopefully they'll let me upload this, which I'm sure. Okay, so that's been our podcast, our special 1 hour 45.
New Year's
2019 special where we discussed a bunch of crazy shit. I wasn't expecting all that. Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. If you guys want to comment or have anything to say about this episode, please let us know.
Let us know.
Give us a like on Facebook. Give us a share.
Shooting. Oh, yeah.
Go for it. Now, you know.
shooting.the.shit.cast@gmail.com.
There you go.
Or you can hit me up at djjross13@gmail.com. djjross, J-A-Y, Ross.
Friend us on Facebook. Add us on Facebook. Right. Give us a share.
I'm on the gram now, guys, so look for me.
DJ. Oh, you are?
Yeah.
When did that happen?
You knew that anyways. We talked to each other.
Instagram?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. When did that happen?
When I went to Facebook jail. On my original profile.
Anyways.
Yes, I'm on the gram now, guys.
Okay. So am I. JimmyX226. We should. You mean this for the podcast?
Anything.
That's what I was saying.
It's on there. I put DJ and co-host of SweetieShit.com.
Well, yeah. We talked about it earlier on the show that we would use this to. But thanks for listening, guys. If you have anything, like on give us, what is it? Rate us on iTunes. Subscribe on iTunes. We're at podcasts.com, which I feel like is the only way that they actually rate or record who listens, but whatever. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Like
we're on Spotify. We're on podcasts.com.
iTunes will tell you too, I think.
We're on iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. Like us on Facebook. Share us on Facebook. And look forward to next week when we'll talk to you again. Maybe Clint will be on the show. Maybe Tim will be on the show. We don't know yet. We play this shit by ear. We shoot this shit by ear. So, thanks for listening, guys, and we'll see you soon.
All right, later.
Five, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.